אנחנו לומדים בספר תלמוד
We are studying from Tess Chapter 3 Item 23 Tess Chapter 3 Item 23 Should I start from the detailed explanation? Part 3 explains the Atzmut and the substance of the Kelim. The Atzmut are the lights, and the substance is the desire to receive. 1. Three fundamental observations about the Kelim. 1. The Atzmut of the substance in them. 2. The force of Tzimtzum in them. 3. The Masach in them. Second, there are two prinot in the Kelim. A. Malchut de Elyon became the first substance in the Tachton. B. The Or that extends into that first substance is regarded as the Tachton itself. Meaning, everything that's in the lower one came from the upper one on the side of the substance and the force. 23. Detailed explanation of the four prinot of the Ratzon. Now there opens before us a way to understand our previous question about the order of the Sfirot de Yosher, in which the more of is higher and more important. This is the opposite of the common sense. The common sense deduces that the pure kli should clothe the higher and more important all light, and the av kli should clothe a lesser light all. You can understand it from the aforementioned, but we should first elaborate on meaning the four prinot of the desire. Prinot of the kelim, esor sfirot, kol chokhmah, bina, zer, anpin, and malchut. And there is shorish, which is called keter, which need elaborate explanation. Item 24. Three observations. The substance of the kli, the force of tzimtzum in the kli, and the masach in it. 24. There are three basic observations in these kelim. The first, the atzmut of the substance of the kli. The second, the force of tzimtzum in her, meaning the retirement from the great will to receive through its own independent choice, and not because of the authority of the Elyon. The third is the Masach, meaning the retirement from the great will to receive by the authority of the Elyon. This is a compelled retirement, not a mindful one. We shall explain them one by one. Item 25. The four degrees of the will to receive are the substance of the Kli. 25. You already know that the substance of every kli consists of four degrees of the will to receive, one below the other. The upper one is the reason and the cause of the exit of its tachton. The shoresh is the cause of the emergence of the ratzon in Pchina Aleph. Pchina Aleph is the cause for the emergence of the ratzon of Pchina Bet. Pchina Bet is the cause of the emergence of the Ratzon of Pchina Gimel. Pchina Gimel is the cause for the emergence of the Ratzon of Pchina Daled. This compelled sequence of cause and consequence has already been thoroughly clarified in Part 1. Are there any questions now or not?
Ken Bensi.
Yes, Bensi.
Why did he previously say on the previous item that the Tzimtzum comes from the power of the Kli itself and the Masach is not from the power of the Kli itself but from the power of the light?
Who wants to answer him? Well, who can answer? Come on, what's happening? Except for Emmanuel. You're not embarrassed. Somebody comes from Europe and he knows the explanations and you don't. What's happening? Well, say it.
The restriction is an action coming from on behalf or from the side of the Creator, the side of the light.
No. Start again. You're right, but opposite. What's the reason of the Tzimtzum?
Shame.
Where does it come from?
From the will to receive.
From the will to receive who felt himself. That he is opposite, and then he felt the shame, and then he did the Tzimtzum. And the Creator agrees with it. But what else are you asking about, Bensi? What's the difference between Tzimtzum and Masach?
Masach is a result from the corrected Kli.
Masach itself is a correction, but Masach comes by the demand of the Kli to the light, and the light builds the Masach in the Kli. Tzimtzum comes without turning to the Creator. It's the desire to receive protecting itself from shame, that it can't take it.
So is that the same, that the restriction comes on behalf of the system, the Masach comes from the lower, that he asks?
But he demands.
Action, I mean, request.
Okay. That's always like that. The forces are always from above. But this is the question now. Okay, let's talk about it later. Why Tzimtzum wasn't from the ego, supposedly? Anyway, it's questions later. Okay, Bensi?
Because it's almost the same here. It's like practically the same words. He says that this is called the exit due to the control of the will to receive, and they're the same. It's almost the same action, meaning. So what's the thin difference here? This is by the power of the will to receive, and this is by the power of the light. He depicts it almost as the same action.
It's not the same action. What are you talking about?
No, but he says that the phenomenon is the escaping from or moving away from the great will to receive, and he says that the same.
So what are you asking about? Why this is on the side of the Kli and this is on the side of the Creator?
What's the discernment? That
the discernment is simple. That the Tzimtzum, as I said, it's a creature of itself. It exists in the desire to receive. And the moment it reaches the full fulfillment, it feels that it can't take it anymore. That's why it's laying in the desire to receive. That's why when it's filled completely, I've fulfilled from someone who treats me in an opposite way of what I treat him.
So if I'm talking about the Tzimtzum, it's something that is already in the Kli, meaning that it comes automatically. It comes out in the development so that it has to restrict.
Yeah.
That's called the...
You can say that it was already in Bchina Shorosh before it even developed, so...
So what's the difference between when it's on behalf of the Kli itself, where it's planted there to begin with and it simply bursts out, and the point where it has to ask for it?
That's the difference, that on the Tzimtzum you don't ask for anything, because the desire is controlling it, and it does it.
Meaning I don't have to ask for the Tzimtzum, it will simply happen.
Because the light was in the vessel, and it could use the light in order to restrict itself. If the light wasn't in the vessel and wanted to restrict itself, who knows if you're restricting or not?
So from below up, when we advance, we don't have to ask for the tzimtzum?
From below to above, of course you do, because you have no light. Here, there was light inside. You had all the forces receiving and bestowing, and then you used it. And that's why it's called an action on the side of the kli.
So, from below up, you have to ask for both.
Everything. From below, you have nothing. You don't even have the right desire. Okay, let's continue.
Item 26. We should know that there are two observations in each prina of these four prinot. Again, we should note to item 26 that there are two observations in each prina of these four prinot. The first, the amount of substance that came to it by its own reason. The second,
the desire to receive the first one.
The second, the amount of substance in its essence, which is activated by the all that is clothed in it.
Which develops, the desire to receive that develops.
It is known that the Ratzon in the degree is called by the name of the Malchut of that degree. Even when where there is no discrimination of the Kli, meaning in En Sof, we still dominate the Ratzon there by the name Malchut de En Sof. It is known with regards to the verse Hu v'shmo echad, He is one and His name one. The Shem name designates Malchut and Shmo equals Ratzon in Gematria.
Which there it exists. But the matter is that the desire is in complete control by the light. Yes. That's why he and his name are one.
27. Malchut de Keter descended and became the substance in the Sphere of Chochmah. 27. Now we shall explain the two observations we should make in each prina from the four prinot. The shoresh of the degree, the discernment of the influence of Or En Sof, is called the keter of that degree. It is known that there is only the will to bestow and to do good to another in the Or Elyon, meaning to the entire reality that exists in the Olamot that he created. However, there is nothing in him of the will to receive, as it is written in Istaklut Pnimit, Part 1. Malchut de Keter is the reason for Bchina Aleph. That is, because the desire in the superior becomes a compelling must in the inferior. Thus, the will to bestow and to do good, which is Malchut de Keter, became the will to receive in Bchina Aleph, called Chochmah. It is regarded as though Malchut de Keter herself came down and clothed and became the will to receive of Bchina Aleph, meaning her actual substance. It is so because the Ratzon in Bchina Aleph is the substance in that Bchina, and the Or Elyon, called Chaya, is clothed in that substance. Hence, it is considered that Malchut de Keter became the substance of the Sfira called Chochmah. This is the first discernment that should be made in the substance of Bchina Aleph.
Can you explain this to me? How can the material... the material that is in Bchina Aleph, how can it become the material in Bchina Bet?
No.
Well, how can still become vegetative?
No, biology.
Come on, biologist. Huh? This is the answer. Right here. This is where the answer is. Okay, like vegetative and animate, as if metabolism, you can, like, it happens. But from still to vegetative, it's such a huge leap. Later on, it's supposedly a development, but how? From a still substance, how does it become vegetative? It's really like the divine force that starts working in the still turns it into vegetative. The still plus the divine force becomes a plant. How? Yeah.
What is this divine force?
Something from the Keter. From his will to be good and benevolent to his creatures, from the thought of creation, that the creature has to be adapted to the goal of creation. The creature has to be able to receive what the Creator wants to give him. Meaning the deficiency which is in the Keter to give to the creature, in addition to its desire to receive, he starts developing that same deficiency and bring it to the level of the vegetative. Come on, help me explain it.
So, if I correctly understand what he says here, or what you've explained, it's the difference, like, between a rock that is a part of the still and a grain of wheat that I can sow in the ground and it will grow. Because in the seed, at least potentially, it has the ability to grow into something vegetative.
That's true, but what develops?
If we look at this world, I can't take still and turn it into vegetative.
Never.
Okay.
Because you're working from something that was already given to us, and here we're talking about creation, substance out of absence. How can Prina Aleph come out of Prina Shorish? Well, that, not really, that's not understood. But how can Prina Bet come out of Prina Aleph, the vegetative from the still? Yes.
I still don't understand the godly matter, because substance, what substance is, that's clear. You can also say that the will to receive is substance, but when you talk about godliness.
But desire to receive can develop.
So what is that force in a language that I can understand? Godliness is an abstract term with different connotations. What is the most simplest scientific form to describe the godly force?
That is also a desire to be good and benevolent to the creature.
Meaning the will to receive, when the desire to do good to his creatures is added to it, it becomes vegetative?
Yes. There's no more than two desires, desire to receive and desire to bestow.
But this desire exists to begin with.
One is absence from existence from absence, and one existence from existence.
At first, the will to do good to his creatures doesn't work, therefore it's just still.
Let's say like that. Or that, well, never mind. You can say that first there's only the desire to do good. And then that's the still.
Okay, but there's no change.
That's not important. And then, no, there's no change, because only one desire works. The second one still doesn't... with no reaction.
What causes the operation of the second desire?
Because in the plan of creation, the second one has to become like the first one. To do good means that the desire to receive becomes as the creator, feels inside of it, it develops till the feeling of the creator.
So what actually causes the development is the emerging of the Rishimot.
It's not Rishimot, because Rishimot is still... there are no Rishimot yet. It's those forces that... in that Bechino there are no Rishimot. We can say that, but it's not Rishimot. We can say it's the same forces that were in the primordial state, and they go to the next state.
I understand that there's a plan to creation.
The plan of creation, what is it?
For the creature to reach the degree of the creator.
That is the first thought. That is the first foundation. Nothing before it. There is nothing before it. And then, that's why in every moment, that plan has to be executed.
What causes the transition from one phase to the other?
The fact that the material, that is, existence from absence, in someone advances towards existence from existence.
What causes this advancement? It could be quick, it could be slow, it could get stuck someplace.
It advances in a discreet way, how can I say it? In units, and those units, those quantas, or it can't stay still because there's a force working in there, forcing it to reach the level of the Creator. Meaning, first of all, feel, then it feels. That's Bchina Aleph. Then, what to feel? To feel the giver, that's Bchina Bet. To be as the giver, that's also Bchina Bet. It exists from the three parts. Then what it decides and implements, that's the end of Bchina Bet. Then Bchina Gimel. Every rejection in the desire to receive is made by that same goal to bring the creature to the level of the Creator.
So if I correctly understand, this is the picture. There's a final goal. The final goal, it demands two forces, the will to receive and the will to do good to his creatures.
Yes.
They operate constantly, both.
Yeah.
But only every now and then, when there's a certain amount accumulated.
No. The inner process in every degree and degree is an accumulation of the force of bestowal by the Creator, and then the material jumps a degree.
And then you see that the matter leaped. It's like from vegetative, from still to vegetative.
It's like a photon needs a certain energy to jump. It can't be in the middle.
And this is what is called development beita in due time.
Well, beito chishena comes later when there's choice. Right now it's still just material. Without any choice. That's why we're not speaking about, also in the human development, we're not speaking about a chishena till our time. The development between Beiton and Chishena is when the material itself can draw that force upon itself that develops it, or not to draw it. But when he does draw that force, well, it's not against, but against the pain, the suffering that it feels, because he has to empty himself. That's where he has to change. And all the changes in the desire to receive that aren't for fulfillment, but for change, they are unwanted. You try changing when somebody tells you, do this, do that, don't be like this, don't be like that, as much as it is unpleasant. But here, it's impossible.
Yeah. What I meant was simply that clearly on this stage there's no Beit and a Cheshena. In order for there to be Beit, there have to be two possibilities. But on our level, when there is already the possibility to advance Beit,
to draw more light.
Beit, meaning that
it's
like you're passive and you simply let, you know, things influence you.
Right.
I'm kind of confused, but still, if I think about this verse again, it's very interesting, because if we actually look at how the universe develops, then this action which we just talked about, there's the inversion from the still to the vegetative.
No, the universe is just still.
Right, but there's this theory that, I don't know the name, but it's like something like the ancient primordial soup, that there was some still matter, and through electrical shocks, hits, it became vegetative. It came alive. So it's like he talks here that the Malchut, that Malchut or Keter become Prina Bet?
Yeah, Prina.
Sorry, Prina Aleph.
Right. I don't know. I don't want to divide in what they think, that there's kind of soup that fills everybody, nobody's going to eat it. It's, I didn't think about it, no. When the force comes out to action, meaning energy, when it builds the material, that is... I don't have words for it. It's there is no material. The material turning to energy, it's just towards our senses. This whole universe, how it developed, or it's according to our senses. So we can't speak of anything objective. It doesn't exist. Let's let go of it for now. Let's not move away from this material too much. You want to speak about Dalet Prinot?
What develops when you move from the vegetative to the animate?
Awareness. Awareness of the desire to receive, nothing more than that. And that brings him to the feeling of to the big desire and a different desire in its quality. In the Keter, there's two parts. In the Kutzo Shel Yud is only the thought.
From the first part of Keter comes the... Because there can't be a thought about something without there being some kind of model or sample. Therefore, the future creature is all in Keter. only in force and not in practicality. And later it already starts the formation of the matter from this. First of all, we need for this to be realized, when there is the force of bestowal and with the force of reception, where the force of reception is completely as not existing, but as, well, in thought. And both of them to invert into reality, because Pchina Aleph is already about reality. It's the materials. In the Big Bang, also, from Keter, which is only energy, only thought, there is an explosion, like going out into practicality. Going out into practicality is the... when it started organizing. So there are many theories how it happened from the Big Bang, and how within that millisecond after the Big Bang, what happened. They have all kinds. I don't want to go into that. It's first of all, they don't know the truth, and what do we have from it? All kinds of theories. So there'll be a few others. So we'll get less Nobel Prizes. We can discover these things only from the spiritual roots, because it's root and branch. So go to the root and you'll understand. But it helps. But the move from Keter to Chochmah is really the action of creation. Because in Keter, it's like the field of the Creator. Whereas Chochmah is already implementation, it's already creature. And in Chochmah, everything exists. All that later developed is in Pchina Aleph. Yes.
Does this mean that in order for awareness to arise, there needs to be someone who can be aware, recognize?
Question.
In the Keter, is there already this something that will recognize?
Everything is in Keter to the end of everything. To the end of all. What we discover all in all, what's in Keter. It's called the attainment of godliness, the attainment of the Creator. Yes.
Can I ask something about the intention?
About the material, guys. If not, we're not studying. Let him ask.
He writes that Malchut of Keter becomes the will to receive of Pchina Aleph. Does it mean
yes,
that it's Zat, or is it the...
I don't know. Let's not get confused. Malchut of Keter becomes Keter of Chochmah.
That's the will to receive, Keter of Chochmah?
No, it's a will to bestow.
So why does he write that it turns to a will to receive?
The will to receive, which is Malchut of Keter, becomes a will to bestow, which is Keter of Chochmah. Malchut of the upper becomes Keter of the lower one. Yes?
But the Keter, why does he write that it becomes a will to receive?
No, that it's all in all the will to bestow, which is operating and gives birth to the will to receive. I brought you a candy. You didn't really have such a desire for it, but it was kind of like so much. You did me a favor and you received it. You're enjoying. Now you have a desire. What did I do? Did I bring you the desire, or did I bring you the fulfillment, the light? I brought you light. By doing that, I caused you coarseness of youth. Yes?
That's what I wanted to ask. So this also divides to two.
It also divides. So what?
So what part did you create?
I created a new pleasure. And the pleasure that's in you created deficiency.
And I consist of both.
No, you're included only from the pleasure. Now that the pleasure will disappear, what will remain is the deficiency. Yes.
You spoke about models. I want to see if I understood the process. The upper degree, the light of the upper degree, the will to bestow, does it create a model of itself, of the ready kli for it? Is that the malchut of the upper degree? Does it create the model of the that fits the will to bestow on that degree?
I don't understand.
You said something about a model.
About what model? About keter?
The will to bestow creates the model of the will to receive. That's what I heard. And then the will to this model materializes and becomes a reality.
Yes.
So is the model the malchut of the upper degree? That's the model. And when it materializes, it's the keter of the degree below it. The process of the transition between the degrees is when the model becomes a reality, manifests on the lower degree.
Yes.
Okay, now there was a question about the process of development of the will to receive. So the more the will to receive develops between the levels, is it greater? Or, so what is that quality? You called it consciousness before or awareness. You use these words. So what is that quality?
I don't know how to explain it. It's also quantity and also quality. It's a matter of, all in all, it's the attainment of the emanator. The will to receive cannot exist without what it wants to receive. And what the will to receive is receiving, it receives the attainment of the emanator. We're talking about spirituality, after all. And the attainment of the emanator is not quantitative, but rather it is qualitative. The spiritual world is the world of qualities. Sir.
Item 28. After the appearance of the light of Chokhmah comes the kli of Chokhmah itself. 28. The second discernment is that after the upper light, called Chaya, expanded in Malchut of Keter, which is above the above substance of Chokhmah, Malchut of Keter, received the real substance of Prina Aleph. It means that although Malchut of Keter, namely the will to bestow that is contained in the upper light, became a will to receive, and the first substance of Prina Aleph, it was sufficient only to be a shorish for Prina Aleph, meaning for this will to receive to draw the light within it. We can denominate it as the first substance of the Sfira of Chokhmah, for it is still regarded as Keter and Ma'atzil emanator. It shifts from being emanator and Keter to being emanation or Chokhmah, called Prina Aleph, only after the above will to receive extends the light of Chaya that is related to it. Then it stopped being regarded as an emanator and was called emanation or Chokhmah. Study it thoroughly and you will not miss the aim. Now you've learned the two discernments in the Kli of Chokhmah. The first is Malchut of the Upper One, meaning before she drew her light. And the second is called the Kli of Chokhmah itself, namely Malchut of Chokhmah. That is because the Kli is always called Malchut.
Yes.
Shirot? No.
Questions?
What does it mean that it has continued the light of Chokmah?
That it already has the will to receive of its own, the addition to the light. We're talking always towards the Kli. Do you hear? It's that Pchina Aleph feels light more than it was in the Shoresh, because of its desire that draws. It has a deficiency of its own, a drawing of its own. I can drink and go, really, this is called an addition of desire. It's called that it's attractive. And then it feels the light more than it is in the Keter. Greater, more powerful. The light is the same light, only with her, this attraction adds pleasure from the light. Therefore, the light in her is bigger. Yes?
This is what's called Chokhmah, that it draws more.
Of course, the light of Chokhmah is the will to receive. Yes? The expression of the will to receive, that's in Keter. Only not to confuse. Question.
Yeah.
Question.
These four phases are clear. The difficult question is how in that system, I have to quote.
You see? Wonderful.
In the four phases of the will to receive, there's no substance of the Kli, it is written that the upper one is the reason and cause for the emergence of the lower one from it.
Yes.
How does that system, it's like some kind of coercion, some kind of a rule.
You're not asking.
How does she help? How does it help revealing the Creator? How can you say about the Creator that...
That's not a question. It's not a question. It's not meant to reveal the Creator. Point.
So where is the Creator a partner in the system?
No, there is no Creator at all. Who told you that there's a Creator?
So it's a system of coercions. It sounds to me like a maze.
I don't know. That's your impression. That's already not a question. Do you understand? Learn how to ask and how to hear an answer. You're asking, where's the Creator? I'm telling you there's no Creator. You can ask why. I'll answer you. Because there's no creature. Why? Because there's no deficiency from its own.
We're talking about the substance of the Kli here.
Matter without deficiency, yes.
What about the desire?
Desire is not a deficiency. No, there's a desire and there's a chisaron, a deficiency. Sir, I'm answering you exactly, precisely. You're just not hearing.
But he uses here the term...
If there's no deficiency, the creature does not feel himself. And if he doesn't feel himself, he can't feel the Creator. Desire, yes. Deficiency,
and
no.
And who shines that lack, that desire?
This needs to develop from within the creature. This is only through shatterings, descents, and now ascents. You're not called a creature yet, by the way. You're not called a creature. No, 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 no.
This is what I wanted to ask, but I thought
still
I was afraid
vegetative
I would
and
sound weird.
Don't worry. You're not a creature. Therefore, nothing is asked of you. Whatever you'll do, like a beast, there's no judgment on you. There's no judgment on you. Therefore, you won't get heaven like... you think, and also not hell. There is none. Creature is called a deficiency that a person, supposedly this beast, which is called Adam, develops towards bringing contentment to the Creator. When it starts to feel him, then it goes and develops a deficiency, not a desire.
But I didn't go that far with the question. Sorry, I'm asking about the substance.
You asked, feel the Creator. And I'm telling you, he doesn't feel anything.
Okay, maybe I used the word feeling. I'll be less sentimental. I'll ask differently. Where is the Creator a partner when he creates the world that in which the desire necessitates?
the desire of the Creator obligates everyone, both the small ones and the big ones, from the beginning to the end of creation. Everything. Yes?
So that's what you can say about everything in general. We're talking about the substance here. That's the material that it clarifies the substance and essence of the vessels. The vessel is a desire. It's a desire or a lack.
It depends on what kli you're talking about. Are Dalit Prinot the kli?
The four phases, he says, is the substance of the kli. Now, why do you need the substance? This is a question.
No, I don't want like that.
No, but you pose a difference between the lack and the will to receive.
This I'm doing?
That's what I heard from you.
Before that, you didn't hear it?
I don't know what's the difference between the desire and the lack.
I'm sorry, but you have much more to learn.
So you should be happy that I have something to learn.
No, I'm telling you, you're lacking from the study of Ten Sefirot, the basics. Yes. What's a deficiency and what's a lack? A desire, we talked about this several times, that this is given into the kli. The deficiency, the lack, is something that a kli develops from itself. A longing. It's like you're forgetting everything.
I'm not forgetting it.
I'm sorry.
It's not what we're studying right now. I'm asking about something very specific.
Okay, in short, four phases of direct light is not a kli. We're continuing.
Item 29. Malchut of Chokhmah became the first substance in Binah. With the exit of her light came the Kli of Binah herself. 29. The same is observed in the substance of Bchina Bet, called Binah. Her cause is the desire that is included in Bchina Aleph, called Chokhmah, meaning only Malchut of Chokhmah. The desire in the degree is always called Kli, or Malchut, of the degree. This Malchut of Chokhmah clothed and became the first substance of the Sefirah of Binah, so as to extend the light that is related to her. This is the first discernment in the substance of Bchina Bet, called Binah. When she then extended the light that is related to her, called Neshama, her substance stopped having the form of Malchut of Chokhmah, namely Prina Aleph, and received its own form, meaning the actual Prina Bet called Bina.
Is it clear? By the light, the matter becomes from Prina Aleph to Prina Bet. Read it again, because it's really important. It's very essential, the move from Chokhmah to Bina.
Malchut of Chokhmah became the first substance in Bina. With the exit of her light came the Kli of Bina herself. 29. The same is observed in the substance of Bchina Bet, called Bina. Her cause is the desire in Bchina Aleph, called Chokhmah, meaning only Malchut of Chokhmah.
It is the matter of Binah, meaning the will to receive. Next.
The desire in the degree is always called Kli, or Malchut of the degree. This Malchut of Chokhmah clothed and became the first substance of the Sefirah of Binah, so as to extend the light that is related to her. This is the first discernment in the substance of Bchina Bet, called Binah. When she then extended the light that is related to her, called Neshama, her substance stopped having the form of Malchut of Chokhmah, namely Prina Aleph, and received its own form, meaning the actual Prina Bet, called Bina.
Who can explain this to us?
No.
Well,
Bchina Aleph, Chochma, receives, basically receives the light. It wants it for herself. The Keter, after the Keter, needed someone to receive. At the end of that discernment, there's basically an understanding that you can't receive the light without having someone to give to. And then it creates Bchina Bet, which is basically bestowal.
Well, where does this invert? How does it invert?
Because the light that fills up the Chochmah is the understanding. The understanding at the fourth phase of Chochmah is that the light is a giver, bestower. And so its will to receive becomes to bestow.
How does this happen? Why does it happen? How does it happen? How can this happen?
It's a will to receive that basically constantly grows.
The will to receive, I understand. And also the will to bestow is differentiated. I can understand somehow theoretically that exists. But how does the will to receive all of a sudden become the will to bestow? That I don't understand.
This is the issue with Bchina Dalet, that it's the understanding that there is someone who gives, and to bestow is actually the best thing that I can receive, meaning the greatest pleasure I have is to bestow. That's the insight of Bchina Dalet, that it, so far it only enjoyed what it received. So at the end of that, there's an understanding that being a giver is much more.
Meaning it bestows in order to receive.
Kind of.
That's what you want to say.
Yeah, basically. Chochmah at its end says, in order to enjoy more,
even more,
I have to bestow. Or I want to be like the giver, which is the highest degree I can get.
And then I receive pleasure.
No, then it becomes the Bchina Bet that wants to bestow.
Wait, for what? The will to receive disappears?
No, that's the, you know, that's where we'll bring the issue of bringing contentment to the Creator. Not on our level, but on the level of Bchina Bet. She says, there's a giver, I want to be like him.
Okay, let's read about Bchina Bet, and maybe it'll be more clear to us.
Item 30. Malchut of Bina became the first substance in Zeranpin. With the exit of his light came the Kli of Zeranpin himself. Item 30. This is also the conduct in the substance of Bchina Gimel, called Zeranpin. Malchut of Bina is the reason for him, and she became the first substance of Zeranpin, namely Bchina Gimel, so as to draw the light that is related to it, called Ruach. The second discernment is that after he extended and received his light, his substance stopped being regarded as Malchut of Bina and received the form of Malchut of Zeranpin.
Shuv Otlamed.
Item 30 again. Malchut of Bina became the first substance in Zeranpin. Malchut of Bina became the first substance in Zeranpin. With the exit of his light came the Kli of Zeranpin himself. Item 30. This is also the conduct in the substance of Bchina Gimel called Zeranpin. Malchut of Bina is the reason for him, and she became the first substance of Zeranpin, namely Bchina Gimel, so as to draw the light that is related to it, called Ruach. The second discernment is that after he extended and received his light, his substance stopped being regarded as Malchut of Bina and received the form of Malchut of Zeranpin.
Continue.
Item 31. Malchut of Zeranpin became the first substance in Malchut. With the exit of her light came the Kli of Malchut herself. 31. So are the two discernments in the substance of Prina Dalet. Malchut of Zeranpin is her cause, which clothed and became the first substance of Prina Dalet called Malchut. When she received sufficient light of Nefesh that is related to her, Malchut of Zeranpin departed from Zeranpin to became Prina Dalet, meaning Prinat Malchut of Malchut. Item 32. The above vessels of reception are only for Hamshecha. 32. We've clarified and ascribed the feature of reception in each and every Prina in and of itself. However, that relates only to the Hamshecha, the drawing of the light that every Prina performs on her respective light. But the true kli that merits the name vessel of reception for the emanation is specifically Prina Dalet and not the three preceding Prinot.
No Prina rejects. They all draw more and more and more. Until the end deficiency, the good deficiency, develops. Okay, you, maybe someone new?
Grisha?
Opa.
We now heard an explanation from Doron before that the Prinot decides different things, that it's better to receive or to bestow. So what about you said that it's a system
Forth? And I said that they're deciding about something. What decision is there? How could it be? It's not even, it's just the roots of still vegetative and animate and speaking.
So where does this development come from? Only from the light? Is the activity of the light or there's nothing below?
What is it considered to be a decision?
That something comes from something else. Something is a cause for something else. Is that a decision or it happens automatically?
If it's 2 plus 2 is 4, is it a decision that it will be 4 or not?
That's a tough question. Not exactly.
Not exactly, because it's certain that it's going to work out that way.
Yeah.
But if you don't know that it's 4?
Sounds like a decision.
So like a decision, meaning we're talking... No, I'm not joking here. Meaning we're talking about towards the receiver. No, the one upon which these forces are operating. Meaning this receiver needs to decide because it doesn't know what the result needs to be. Even though the result exists, but in him, it's still in a lack of balance of forces. So, to such a decision you make, let's say, Prina Bet, until everything goes through her and she comes to her end, then you could say that she's in a decision, even though it's all in all... All the degrees haven't come out yet.
Yeah, it's like we're saying that there's this ball that falls down through staircase and then it decides on
it's
the next stair
yeah, it's
to fall.
It's clear that it's going to work out because you know the laws. Whoever doesn't know the rules or the laws, then for him it's if it's in a decision.
So now we are in the same state?
Yes. But what do I care? After all, is it happening to me? I need to be concerned that I need to participate. And if it's written there that I will participate for sure, or I won't for sure, what do I care? So sit and don't do? Where's the faith above reason? If I know specifically what needs to be, and it doesn't influence me at all, this is called faith. Will we sing something?
את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי דיפה אחר דיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה כן בחיבור הנזרצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שירון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה